I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Also, now that he's here, I can say I can picture Alex having in his office a secret bookcase, you know, where you pull the book and it reveals, and it just reveals another bookcase.
Yes! Well, literally, for a long time he had bookcases. The bookcase behind him had two layers of books.
Which one? The bookcase.
And note his new whiteboard.
I see it.
Mm-hmm. Can I, Alex, please make fun of you about the whiteboard, please? How can you say no?
I can't do anything about it.
I know. So he got this whiteboard. He's been thinking about having a whiteboard for a long time because people like Alex love whiteboards. They're very, very important to them.
No, they like chalkboards.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Snooty Snoot. So the day he got the whiteboard, he brought it home and he set it up lovingly. And in the evening, he said, "Would it be weird if I brought my whiteboard up here while we watched TV and just placed it on my lap and wrote on it while we were watching?"
Wait, how big is this
big
whiteboard?
It's the one right there. Behind
him. What? That's amazing.
It's a lap board.
Yeah,
he just
like,
laughed and laughed. And
like so much
desk.
Room to write.
Oh, and he asked permission, and you didn't give it, and so he didn't
no,
do it.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
I didn't not give it.
Yeah,
I just
but
laughed.
You didn't give it. He was asking to give for you to give permission.
You're all cheated out of a picture of this because
that's true.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
Abby.
True.
I'm such a jerk that I won't let my husband bring his desk-sized whiteboard. What is this drone laser tag?
Oh, fancy! Why is it so tiny? I know it costs more than something that size should cost.
So it could go on a drone.
This is the circuit board.
Oh, wait! That's... You have to like put it together.
Yeah.
Ew!
Wait. Gone.
Oh, they're gone, and we haven't even started yet, Denise. Oh no.
Well, that way you don't hear me like chewing on them, like.
Oh, you consume the whole bag out of courtesy. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. So okay. So you guys, did you see those dice that Monty made?
Yes, they're amazing.
Most of us did.
Yeah.
Yes, we all did.
Amazing.
They're amazing.
And do you know what's even cooler?
What?
They made them for us, and they are on their way to the United States.
No!
Yes.
No! I want to pay money too!
They're
sending them to me because it's just easier. Like, we've sent stuff back and forth before, so it's just easier to send them to one place international, and then...
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Monty!
And I told them, I'm like, you didn't need to do that. And they're like, no, like, I made them... For you guys. Like, that is why I made them.
That is really amazing.
Yeah.
People need to go. I know that, like, not everyone who listens follows us on things because social media is dumb, guys. But
yeah,
if you have the ability, people should definitely go check out Miraculous Monty's post from 6 months ago, I guess. It's like at this point, it'll be a while back, but we should like continually share it just so everyone can see it because they are amazing. Monty made incredible character themed dice.
Inspired, considered, and
dice. It's not easy to make resin dice. Like, I tried and I was just like, at this. Like, it's not easy. Yeah. Like, it's definitely an art.
And they're incredible. It's not just like there's just a color or something. Yeah. It's like there's glitter, there's flowers, there's like smoky, swirly things. There's gold and bath wax. I mean,
oh, it's so cool. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I always have to tease Alex even when we're not playing the game, apparently.
But it'll probably take a month for them to come. Because
yeah.
I think that's
what
it took me. It took a month for the stuff I sent to get there. So I'm assuming it's going to be a month.
Yeah.
But And I asked them if it had to be a surprise, and they're like, no, it doesn't have to. So I figured it would be fun. It just,
that's amazing. Oh my gosh.
I love that so much. We'll have to, we better do a really good episode for Monty, guys.
Yeah, for real. The pressure's on.
And actually roll real dice.
Yeah, I was going to say we can have really bad episodes until we get the dice, and then we roll those dice, and everything's great. Like, everything bad has to happen from now on. We have to be dumb. Like, we don't know how to play our characters. Mm-hmm. The show has to be crap for, like, a whole month. Until...
Or 4 years.
Or 4 years. Oh, you.
But you also, then, when we get them, we can blame bad rolls on Monty.
I bet they're weighted so that they all roll 20s and 6s and whatever.
Have you been in touch with Monty?
Yeah. I was like, this is how you make dice. I have no idea
make
how to
will
make dice.
This
is how you make will dice.
Will dice.
Yeah, that's,
oh my God.
For them to be truly Will's dice, they all have to be weighted.
She's not having that.
Yeah, we joked about that. What was it? When you said you were training all week for the race. It was super cute. And then I said, but... I said, well, Rufina has her frog shoes and Bathwack is cheating. And then you were like, better not tell Gwen that. And I was like, I really hope she finds out because I would love to see what happens.
I was thinking Rufina should have gotten a second pair of the frog bladder shoes so that she could put them on her hands and cartwheel up with them.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Missed opportunity. Sorry, Monty.
I don't know. Maybe that person's still there selling the shoes. You don't know that.
That's true.
Take a little break.
Cartwheel into them as you
just run in place as you're there. I need another pair.
Right, Eric? The person's might still be there selling the shoes.
Yeah. And... Eric's just making a face. That's not for a podcast, Eric. You'd say that
that's
to Alex
you guys,
all the time.
Anytime I do something without sound,
that's what
just
Alex does, and you say that he has to be louder. So be louder with that face. Make a sound.
I can watch the stream.
Ooh, watch stream. Ooh, oh my God. Oh my God, Tom Petty!
That's
going to
be
Tom
awesome.
Petty. I love Tom Petty.
It's really hokey.
Another PowerPoint presentation?
You fuck.
It's not very exciting because I just wanted to show the lyrics. It's not like
no, that's
bat whack did
how many
last
pictures of sheep
or 2 weeks ago. No sheep at all, you all guys. Right. I'm so good. Sorry. Oh can you gosh. Still see it?
Yes, I can see it.
No. Yes, I can.
Okay. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
It was an endless night. Will had stormed out once again. Hey, wait, that's weird. He's a running. Wind tries hard to follow, but he vanishes. Hey, wait, that's weird. He's a fish now. Yeah, running and a fish. Thank you by the Discord Mad Libs. Did our listeners know or wish? Running me a fish, he's stunning as a fish. When gives up and pays a fee for kitchen juice, she has until 5, pans start flying. Rufina gives up, pretending that she's fast asleep. She grabs a paladin and goes Will hunting. Yeah, running the wind. Is angry at that quack still. Too much buffalo whiskey was consumed. And several egos were bruised. Roll perception to find Will.
Oh my God.
Oxygen. So obviously, Rufina sends it flying. Frenemies stand by the river arguing. The halfling shuts them up with a diversion. I pick party or chivalry neon.
That's my one effect for the whole power.
Yeah, we're in the race. Up and down the green staircase. The city key is what we chase. So someone's gotta win this race. Up and down the staircase.
Oh,
I don't know how
God.
To stop it. What do I do?
That was magical. That was incredible. I want to like hear it again. It's so hard to like hear these amazing things and then I don't get to hear them again like right away.
Except when you edit it and then you have to hear it like 5,000 times.
And then I like to get,
Do you like that drum beat?
I love that you can harmonize with yourself. It's incredible.
Me
it's so
too.
Pretty.
I don't need other people anymore.
Oh
it's
my
so
gosh.
Great.
It's so
hey guys.
Cool.
Yep, you've been rendered obsolete. You and your whiteboard.
Actually, to Alex's credit, he actually supplied that drum line for me from his new fancy MIDI. Yes, his
Fruity Loops.
And his, and he got his MIDI keyboard. And he's like, you press this. Donk, chink, donk, chink.
You can do so much more stuff. It's just like, it's gonna be like a thump and
it's all I wanted.
And then Abby was like, nope, that's it. It's perfect.
That's
stop right there.
I'm just gonna do a hokey version on the accordion.
So amazing. I just want to give up. I can't do these things.
Oh, stop.
I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna try.
Now I have to DM a game for 3 hours or whatever.
Sorry, Monty.
2.5 hours.
Sorry, Monty.
All right, what am I doing? Okay.
I don't know.
So... the title of my Evernote note is called The Race is On.
The race is on.
The race is on. So yes, I believe at the very end of the last session, the Arbiter, Bear Toggle,
yeah,
declared the start of the race. Ready, set, staircase.
Get set, staircase.
Yes.
I love race
get set.
Begin.
I wrote down
began.
Get set, staircase.
Did I say get set?
Get set. I wrote
yep.
it down.
Get oh, on your marks. Get set.
Staircase.
Staircase. That's what it was.
So amazing and silly.
And so, yes, the crowd among you erupts in a flurry of activity, specifically running. There's this very directed type of activity.
Okay, good.
Called running.
Sweet.
That's they're running.
Smart. It's a race.
And they're all running in the same direction.
Wow, that's
guys,
a good race.
This is called a race, you guys. The mood of the crowd is generally, it's very playful, very cheerful.
Okay, so like people are pushing each other and killing each other with knives.
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 Yeah, everybody pulls knives. Out a knife, starts running, just stabbing whoever they can,
good,
laughing
that's
and smiling.
He's upset that he's not joined.
Jovial.
And so, yeah, if you recall, this starting line is quite a ways away from the base of the staircase.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some of you are perceptive enough to realize why that would be, but I will let you know.
There's
maybe
a lot of people?
Yeah, like it's a safety thing. Like,
wow.
If you all started just right at the base of the staircase,
well, this doesn't
like
seem very fair
funneled.
At all. Jeez.
To whom?
To the people stuck in the back.
Don't they have seated starts? Like where they actually don't, you know, they
no, it's
the...
like the place where you start is this nice big wide area.
Right, and then you're gonna funnel through to the stairway.
Exactly. Whoever can make it there first
sounds
gets,
like a
that's
race.
That's why
in
they
Rafina's
don't
town.
Start at the bottom of the staircase so that it is fair.
Okay.
That's the whole point of what I'm trying to explain to you right now.
Okay.
Kind of like when you go to New York City and it goes from 500 lanes into a tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like when you do that.
Oh, boy.
All right. Get ready to get hives, Will.
No, I'm not there. I'm not racing. Oh, yeah. I did get hives when
but
I
but you are there.
Yes. I cast Fly on Bathwack. That's what I remember. I did say that.
That's
so,
your contribution.
Because he asked me. So I cast Fly on Bathwack. And then I feel bad. Because I realized that I've cast Fly on Bathwack and I've given Rafina frog shoes and I didn't do anything for Gwen. So Will looks over at Gwen and he's like wishing he could give his lucky streak to her. I don't know.
Aww.
I have like luck points. I throw my luck rock at her head. I don't think I can get it. I don't know where she is.
And she wins the race.
I knock her out. Yay.
The rock hits her in the head. Yep. She gets angry. She goes on a rage and tears everybody apart. Yes! She's the only one left. Yes. So she
And then
wins
she takes
the race.
2 days to win the race, yeah, she but she's the only one alive.
She's just chill, walking up. I mean, where is she far away? Could
no.
I? No. Could no. I? Reverse pickpocket the luck stone into her pocket.
You'd have to dash over there if you realize it at the very last second.
Are you going to run again?
I never run.
Give me an athletics check for your running.
Oh, no. How about
Will's going to be all sweaty.
How about I just say Gwen? If it's too loud.
You can do that, but you also need to run over there.
Okay, I'm going to... I rolled the roll that you wanted me to. It just took 5 hours to roll. Oh, that's a two.
It's
my
a two.
Athletics. I get oh, carried no. in the crowd. I'm crowd surfing. Gwen! Help! I thought it was going to be helpful, but now I'm just stuck.
Well, you do hear Gwen. You do hear Will yelling, Gwen! And he doesn't seem to be able to get through the crowd to you, but he's trying for some reason.
Oh, man. We have to do a Crocodile Dundee thing where it's like, I pass the message to somebody else.
That's
and they
a
pass...
rock.
That's not a rock. That's a rock. Yeah. You're welcome, Monty. That was a reference to your country.
Sorry, Monty.
Sorry, Monty.
Sorry, Monty.
Exactly.
But the race hasn't started yet, right?
Oh, it just started.
Wait. It just started.
Yeah, it already started, so...
Get ready, set get set, staircase. Staircase.
Yeah, so
and Gwen's gonna be Gwen like, okay, Will, good.
Oh no!
See ya!
And I'm holding my luck rock up in the air, like, no! Oh,
like
well.
You told anybody what that is.
I know! I probably have done it. This is lucky, but
rock!
You're gone! Throw it at the back
you
of
rock,
her head.
Gwen.
You rock!
Oh, can I try to send a message in her head that says, turn around and catch this lucky rock and don't drop it?
Yeah? You do that.
I do it.
What? Okay. So she'll turn around and go like, okay.
And I'm going to throw it at her. My athletics
but she's still
is terrible.
Running because
she wants
lose. To win.
Yeah,
okay.
She's jogging
all right.
backwards.
Give me an athletics check, Gwen. See if you catch okay. the rock.
Oh, do I need an...
Oh!
Oh, no, is it bad too? Oh! Yay! That's funny! That sounded
oh,
bad.
Wow.
I thought it was bad.
Oh, it was a 20. I know. I was assuming it was going to be
Denise's
bad.
That's Denise's first roll over 10.
Yay!
Never.
It really is. Oh my gosh.
It was a bad throw, for the record.
Oh, yeah, but she got it. Uh-huh. Natural 20. Awesome.
Yep. And actually, so it was like way over your head, like way past you. And so, like, you turn around and start charging. So you actually get a little bit further on in the crowd while catching the rock.
Baseball style catch.
Yeah, except I don't slide because I'm.
What other style?
Stuff.
Hockey
I just
style?
Meant, like, you know, she's jumping over the thing. The crowd is all around her. It's like those
okay.
stupid fans that catch
she's
the ball
on steroids.
Instead of. Yes, of course. Yes.
Baseball style.
She's Mark McGuire.
Right.
Cool.
All right. So you are holding a rock, Gwen. Good job.
She's like, this is stupid.
She's like, okay, this, I guess, whatever, puts in her bag.
Well, okay. You get +1 to all ability checks and saving throws while you have it, so.
Oh, okay.
So you're cheating now.
Oh.
But that... she doesn't know that, though, does she?
Sorry,
no. She doesn't know.
You have no
you
idea.
Don't, you don't know.
Will
but
knows.
I wanted to say yeah. it in case I forgot while some kind of role,
no,
if a role was happening.
I'm saying it so Will knows to lord it over her later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Everyone won only because of me. Whoever it was my input. I did. You're welcome.
Even if it was none of them.
Right.
All right. So yeah, you all start charging toward the base of the stair. This is basically kind of the first leg of the race. So
Shimi's running, right?
I couldn't remember actually.
Who?
Shimi.
Shimi.
Oh shoot.
Oh Shimi.
I think I said he should do it and pickpocket people on the way up, and I think he went and grabbed.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think
that sounds
yeah.
right.
He has
I'm
a pin.
Sorry, I didn't have that.
Flying speed.
Yeah, have that in the recap.
It's
oh,
40, I think.
Yeah, what is that?
Flying is...
I'm pretty sure it's 40. And it lasts for 10 minutes.
I got it.
Cheater.
Oh my god, I'm focused on too many things.
Oh, 60 okay. feet. Oh, holy 60 moly. Feet.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's what but I thought. It only lasts for 10 minutes.
That's so right. That's why right now I'm gonna hover about 2 inches off the ground.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm gonna periodically touch my toe on the ground.
Okay.
But I'm gonna move as fast as I need to move to the front of the line.
Okay.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah, you don't need to use your 60 feet per round of movement, but you're booking it.
Pretty sweet. 10 minutes.
So yeah, the speaking of the front of the pack, it stretches apart pretty quickly. There's a lot of people who seem to be in this just for the fun of it. Ugh.
There's like a little old lady probably just inching along.
There are some people like that. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's awesome. I love this. This is great.
And they're just having a good time and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But near the front of the pack, sort of leading things, there's Helen, who Gwen met in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
This very muscular human woman who... from the north, mm-hmm. who seems to be very confident that she will win the race.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Gorbis, who was a halfling from Bear Toggle, who Helen is just flat out just sprinting.
Wow.
Just like... Gorbis is like bouncing around through the crowd. He's like using his agility to be able to wend his way through this throng of people. And sort of bouncing around towards the front, and he's making his way up there.
Okay.
He actually right after you catch the Luckstone, Gwen, Gorbis sort of hops up near you, and I need you to make a dexterity saving throw as Uh-oh. Gorbis tries to trip you.
What?
Okay.
He's the one that I tried to trip. Right? I tripped him last time.
Oh, like before the race started?
Yes.
I think he failed, right?
He just fell and he was fine. Like,
oh, that's
happened.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
He actually hit his head and now he's a psychopath and he's trying to kill Gwen.
I got a 15.
Okay. 15. You are able to manage to keep to your feet with a 15 on your dexterity saving throw.
Oh, what a stinker.
He flashes you a bright smile.
Oof.
And he's kind of neck and neck with you.
That does not make me happy.
So yeah, everybody give me just a general athletics check to see how well you're doing here so far.
I'll give you one. I'm doing pretty good.
All right, yeah, Will, give me an athletics check.
I'm getting some French fries and watching the race.
Wait, do I get a plus one because of the luck stone?
Yes, you do.
Uh-huh. I don't know how to put this
just,
in here. So
we'll just add it.
Yeah.
Can we add plus one? That's a lot of math for a Friday night.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, all I right. did the worst.
I did very well considering I am a negative one.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Right. Hey, but everyone did over 10, though. That's pretty sweet.
Uh-huh. So Gwen got a 16. Bathwack only got a 12, but also he is floating. Rafina got a 14.
Yes.
But you have a boost from your shoes. So yeah, you all are
ooh,
very
I get a boost.
Yeah, you all are very near the front of the pack here. And Helen seems to notice that she has some competition between the three of you and Gorbis. So she turns around and snarls at all of you.
Whoa.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Gwen's gonna give her a little kiss. Like just a
we'll see how genuine the kiss is, because I need you all to make a charisma saving throw.
Ooh.
Oh,
because this is, despite my impression of it, is very intimidating.
Ooh. Everyone within a certain radius, whatever it is, I can't remember.
Everybody's pretty close to you right now.
Plus seven then.
Nice.
I get a plus seven.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Bathwack.
So I get a 30.
Whoa!
Holy crap!
Whoa!
She didn't even roll a natural 20 and she gets a 30. That's insane. Oh my god, everybody! Oh, they're, they sca- scare everybody. They're immune to her scariness. She flies into the lake.
Yeah, so we have some crushing successes. What lake? Oh, the lake up there.
I'm saying, like, what, the
she gets a boost. Oh, wow, she's like halfway done with the race.
But she's in the lake and drowning.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
She falls in love with you instantly.
All three of you.
Yep.
At once.
Yep. I growl back.
Using emotion.
Yeah, she growls back.
Yeah, kisses. You growl back. Was it a kiss or a growl, or is it both, Gwen? Ooh.
Ooh.
It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
I'll try some of column A, and I'll try all of column B. You all are unflappable, clearly, by this, and she turns and just focuses her efforts on running. She is not messing around with any of you in this way anymore. She's like, I gotta use my big old thighs, and that's about it. So, Will, the rest of the crowd, you're kind of carried along with the crowd. There's the racing crowd, but there's also the crowd of spectators.
Oh,
and
God.
It's all sort of surging along behind the racers towards the base of the staircase.
Okay.
Because this is like the starting area, but you can't even really see the stairs very well from here.
I'm
so
being
it
swept
seems
along.
Like.
I don't like that.
By okay. The way, just Will doesn't like what's happening. Go on.
Oh, by the way.
What?
What? No.
I want to. Do I see Shimi anywhere?
He's running. He's not. Do I see keeping him? Up with the others? But yeah, he's
the
running.
Kardashians.
Do I see him pickpocket anyone?
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Oh, is that the group name, the Kardashians?
Oh God, no.
Shimi and the Kardashians.
Oh my God.
Gwen's the one with the big boobs, whichever it's all of them.
I think they all have them, but I really don't know.
Yeah. Just well, definitely Bathwack, but
Bathwack Kardashian.
All right. 14 perception. You think you might be able to see Shimi kind of up ahead, but the racing group is big enough that you can't really make out what he's doing.
Okay.
You're not even necessarily sure it's him. Oh. You think it probably is.
Okay. I would like to be looking to see if I see any sign of the Sooty Gang or like anything like that. Because like, I think that Will having experience with gang stuff and like intimidation stuff would wonder if this big event might be a target for the Sooty Gang. Okay. So he wants to pay attention to that.
Okay.
After he finds Shimi or doesn't find Shimi. So he didn't find Shimi, I guess.
Give me another perception check.
Listen.
You don't have your luck stone.
I don't have my luck stone.
Why do you only have a plus one to perception?
I don't know. It really sucks. I hate it. I hate it all the time.
That is a 7 perception. Yeah, there's just faces around you and cheering and happiness.
Well, I don't like that either.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And I can't help anyone. And I don't think I could cast fly because it's concentration. So I have to hold it for Bathwack. So.
You can't do what?
I can't cast it again, like for myself.
Fly again? No, it would stop on before.
I don't like
you could
them.
Cast
I'm
other
trapped.
Spells that don't need concentration, but not
right
spells that do.
All right. I protect my pockets and let the crowd carry me because apparently I can't do anything. So
start sewing them up.
Will is cautious. I still know that Ricardo Ulysses is out there somewhere.
He's everywhere.
And Shimi and his ilk.
And his shim shams.
And his shim shams. They're everywhere.
All right. So the racing crowd is nearing the staircase. The dam looms up above all of you. And you can see the staircase that you are bound to traverse, scaling the wall. It looks bigger than you remember it. It looks taller than you remember it.
Jeez.
How does it wend around? I mean, does it, is it or does it, you know, does it go like this, or does it, you know, zigzag, or does it, is it a square that sort of unwraps, or, you know, like a helix?
Why can't it just be straight up?
Just like just one flight of stairs that starts halfway in the middle of the city.
Yeah. That's totally what I was picturing.
I have no idea what I was picturing.
You board the stairs at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. What was everybody picturing? This is another example of how wonderful of an illustrative storyteller I am.
I pictured it lining up along the wall. Like, right? One side was the wall, and it was just one long staircase.
Just like a ramp?
I think you might have said switchbacks, though. I feel like you might have said
that. It's possible that you said that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like this, you know, like there's switchbacks in it. So it wasn't like one continuous one. You just go and there's like little tiny platforms, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. I just pictured something different.
Guys, that is what I said.
I just rebelled.
Hold on, let me see.
I did what KT did. I was like...
I think that often happens with me, Abby, is that like he'll describe something and then like over time, because we'll be in a place for like months of real time. So like over time, my perception of it
definitely
changes.
But it was like just 6 hours in the game.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And no, they're switchbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
I even sort of remember that.
Yeah. On March 5th.
I guess I chose not to.
Is there a railing? Nope. It actually slams. They slant somewhat away from the wall.
Oh my goodness. It's like that prison in Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Up in the airy.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, this is way too dangerous.
He can fly. What a baby.
For 10 minutes.
It is a series of switchbacks. They're gradual sloping stairs. They're not very steep. And yes, it just switches back, but boop, 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 like a zigzag all the way up, the dam. So it takes up a small footprint in terms of the overall width of the dam. But yeah, so that's what you all see. Now we're all on the same page. The grand staircase is a dwarf. the staircase is nearing. Is there anything any of you are doing to get an edge here? You are in the sort of the front runners of the group. Helen is in the lead, unless Bathwack wishes to leverage his... You feel like you could go faster than her, Bathwack, with your current edge. The rest of you are keeping pace with her.
Okay. I probably need to get ahead before the spell runs out. I was asking about the shape because I was trying to think, is there any way I can fly vertically without drawing attention to myself?
I mean, yeah. It is a vertical staircase, so in terms of the logistics of going straight up, that would give you a significant edge. If you can think of a way to do that that doesn't seem suspicious, I'm all ears. I can't think of one.
Wow, I just jumped really far.
Yeah, it's like hundreds of feet probably between these levels, right? I don't know. How high up is the next level of the staircase?
It's not hundreds between. Like, there are frequent switchbacks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But... I mean, I guess it depends on how far up the stairs you go. Like, obviously, at the landings, that's the furthest distance. In the middle, it's less. You know, like, you could theoretically maybe hop onto the railing near the next landing and then jump up to the railing above and pull yourself
over.
Say
parkour, parkour, parkour.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to parkour the end. And in just, like, just barely believable way.
Yeah.
From the... Yeah.
Now that you're not 3 feet tall.
Yeah. But I'm totally just, you know, translating straight up and on to the next. Yeah. But I'm moving my arms as if I'm, you know.
A lot of grunting. Oh, this is hard. I forget, did people leave their armor behind, or is everybody armored like they would be normally?
Gwen doesn't wear armor.
Okay. Gwen's naked. Like she usually is.
She cut her shirt to be sexy.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's so true. Yeah. I love that.
I only have light armor. My armor's actually helping me.
Oh, it's light.
It's light. It's pulling her upwards.
It's
buoyant armor.
Buoyant! Rafina needs to be able to get buoyant armor.
That's right. It's inflatable.
Yeah. She didn't tell you. She's been killing bullfrogs and putting their vocal sacs into every piece of clothing she owns.
Oh, my God.
I'm just borrowing those vocal bladders. Just borrowing them.
You have a bullfrog card that you have to check out the bullfrog vocal sacs.
Check, punch, punch. That's right. This is getting weird, guys. Let's talk about
I guess this question
else.
Is mostly directed towards Backthwack.
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 I guess I didn't make arrangements beforehand because I wouldn't want to just leave my pack with anybody.
Or Will.
I'm there.
Yeah, but would Will really have carried my pack?
I'd watch it, maybe, but it's probably left. It probably got left behind on the
ground.
I'd
watch it, maybe.
Maybe.
Would you have left it in the room, knowing that we were going to do the race,
right,
though?
Yeah, I mean, it's an early race, right? And we have rooms.
Yeah. Would we leave it behind with all that Calliope music? That sounds very unlikely.
I mean, yeah, does Bathwack wear his armor just because it's every day? Or does he just, like, not wear his armor because it's a race? Like, imagine us all get up, get eaten our continental breakfast or whatever the fuck we ate.
Uh-huh. And then breakfast spreads.
It's so early. Have you guys ever done a sporting event really early? I know you guys do taekwondo. So it's like, you know, when you're like, yeah, carbo load, and you eat a place of spaghetti Alfredo or fettuccine Alfredo, like in the office.
Second office reference of the day.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's up with that. It's because it's everywhere.
Like this chunk of our brains here.
Yeah.
Huge chunk. Well,
all right. Well, okay. I would leave my pack in the room.
Okay.
But I would take with me the key to the suite.
Okay.
And my long sword and my chainmail.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, and obviously the necklace, which I'm wearing all the time.
Uh-huh. And everything else. Got it. Cool.
And everything else.
and this is interesting because it's kind of like a carrying capacity situation that you're asking.
I think
about.
It's just a character question.
Okay, yeah.
What does Will have with him? Everything he could take from Bathwack's pack after Bathwack left it behind?
I knew that it was there. I stole it all. I probably would leave most of my just, you know, mundane stuff in the room. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think
your
I have any
balls
reason
of twine.
To. Yeah, just all my twine. But I would definitely have, I have all my money. I have that necklace that we were talking about before.
Your 10-foot pole.
I have my immovable rod. Good. Gotta have that. It's like the
one
best
magic
item
everybody's remembered.
I love that item, so
it's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. You want me to have
I was.
Oh my goodness!
No,
it's, he would keep the. He would have things that
it's
were important.
All fine.
Okay.
It's all fine.
All right. Okay.
It's all fine.
Cool.
It's all fine.
All right.
I just asked what armor people was wearing. This turned into a whole thing.
Okay, let's go.
I'm just going to keep that that drum beat.
Alex. I'm going to always remind him that he wrote that, and that's all he can do on Fruit Loops.
Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
It's really sad that that's all he can accomplish with his life. But he's so quiet.
He's hurt. He's
you.
Crying.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
Hug your whiteboard close to you.
Yeah, that's why it's there. It was actually put away. He erected it for the stream, knowing that you would be here, KT.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. So the first leg of the race, as I'm calling it, is coming to a close as people are finally making their way to the bottom of the grand staircase itself.
Wait, we started at the bottom.
Oh, Abby.
He's saying that all the racers have finally gotten to the bottom of the staircase.
The starting line was very far away from the bottom of the staircase.
Yeah, she knows that, but the way you said it could have been interpreted as like, oh, and now we're coming back to the bottom of the staircase.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what I thought you meant by first leg is that... Up. Like the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I
figured that we would
sure,
be getting
sure.
to the
okay.
top.
So,
and so
it was
I panicked.
Confusing.
Got
yes.
it.
I heard, that's why
sorry.
I understood
the
what
first
you were saying,
leg
what you were
is
saying.
From the starting line to the bottom of the staircase
okay.
before
right.
any elevation difference is accomplished.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Okay.
We're all on the same page.
Yes.
All right. Silent crying is done. Okay. And so,
uh-oh, there's a child here.
Hello! Come here. Come here.
A big bug.
A big
His
bug.
His name is Archer. It's okay. He won't bite you. You want me to come take care of this big bug?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, vote amongst big you who will break. Be the DM while I'm gone.
Okay. Denise, obviously. You have to practice.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
What kind of bug was it?
Guess.
Was it a cricket? Don't you tell
Everybody
me.
Everybody has to guess what kind of bug.
Was it a stink bug or a
stink bug?
Stink bug.
It better not have been a cricket.
Alex, guess.
Praying mantis.
Okay, that's a good guess. No, it was a carpenter ant.
Oh, just an ant?
Yeah.
Oh, no big deal.
But it's right. A big old carpenter ant.
Well, it was big though, huh?
Uh-huh. They're the only ants that get bigger than like the really teeny tiny picnic ants in our area, you guys.
Really?
Eric knows a lot about bugs.
I say that a lot. All right, so the first leg of the race is beginning to come to a close as the front runners, the leaders of the pack, are making their way to the bottom of the staircase. Bathwack and Helen are neck and neck, and you know, the start obviously is the low points. We haven't gotten to the cheating Bathwack part yet because the next landing is way up above. He would have to make his way a little bit up the stairs. But Bathwack, you are given a bigger head start with the speed you're keeping up because Helen seems to have trouble with the first step of the grand staircase. She seems to be, she stumbles a little bit.
Oh my God.
On yes. the yeah. very, very first, it's almost like it's a weird like half step in front of the,
yes!
the stairs.
Yes.
And she stumbles over that, you float easily, effortlessly above it, Bathwack, and get a few steps ahead of Helen as you make your way up the first flight.
The air, and there's like the sparkle in my eyes, and you know, it's almost like a ballet, you know.
He loves
flying. I soar over her.
Yeah. And Gwen's just looking like, is he high?
Yeah. They're just like rainbows. Yeah.
Aww.
And he's smiling, big toothy smile, because he can fly.
He's so excited.
Oh, he loves flying.
He can fly.
So
he can fly.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
And yeah, Gwen is wondering if Bathwack is high, and then Gwen, you stumble on this weird half step in front of the staircase. Right behind you, Gorbis stumbles as well,
oh,
and
no.
Anybody who's witnessing, Rafina, you're fine. But this seems
well,
to be...
That's where I start cartwheeling, so I can cartwheel right over it.
Yeah, so yeah, Rafina, how is Rafina's first leg? We haven't heard much from Rafina in this first leg, heading into the second leg of the Grand Staircase foot race. What are we witnessing here?
Rafina is like a sponge. She's enjoying the atmosphere so much and is very almost giddy and is sort of bouncing both vertically and horizontally on the shoes as she makes her way down.
I love it.
And of course, she's very aware of that step that was her creation. And so she just, you know, leaps right over it and lands on her hands and heads up.
And so and it's just a constant cartwheel? Is that then what we're
Pretty
entering
much.
Into the cartwheel
her,
stage?
Yes, she's that's one of her
that's your strat.
Superpowers.
I don't think Rafina has even like expressed interest in winning the race. So you know what I mean? Like
No. It
doesn't she could just do a cartwheel No. And then she's done. Like, that could be it. Like we don't know, Eric, okay?
I know.
I really hope my Fitbit counts these as steps, she says. No, she really doesn't care about winning, but knows that, you know, that we have a purpose in being here. But she has great faith in in Gwen and Bathwack to win the race.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
We're going to win.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to win or Will's going to steal the key from someone.
Right, exactly. So
yep. We have a lot of backup plans. Yep.
All right. So, Will, you've been swept along with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it, but now you're in this general bustling celebratory area at the bottom of the stairs. There's still this throng of racers that are heading towards the bottom of the staircase. Mm-hmm. Some people you recognize are starting to make their way up the stairs.
Some people I recognize?
Bathwack. And Gwen. Right, these cool. people. See those people right okay. there? You recognize those people?
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Abby just waved.
There's your childhood best friend making their way up the stairs. It's your kindergarten teacher.
I never went to kindergarten. She gives you a stern look
and keeps racing up the stairs. You recognize her.
Wait, what the hell is happening right now?
And then there's Curtis, and there's Vera, and there's Bernard,
and Millie. And
how many other siblings can you name, Denise? You got 3 of 5.
Let me get my notes.
Millie.
No notes, Denise.
No.
Two more siblings.
It's Millie, right?
That's
Millie
his
is
mom.
The mom. Yep.
I know. There's Millie? Two more siblings, mm-hmm. and they were in the
uh-huh, a girl and a boy oh. left.
Madeline.
Yep, that's one. I thought Abby.
But
would
I have an unfair advantage.
Yeah, you do.
This last one is one that really never showed up very much, so nobody's gonna know.
Let me go on the wiki.
Probably the least referenced in mm-hmm. our game. Mm-hmm. It would be my guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name is Frederick.
Frederick.
Oh.
He okay. had an actual appearance.
Yes,
very
he did.
Briefly.
Yeah.
And as a familiar.
Goodbye.
Frederick. Oh, right.
Frederick's.
That was years ago, literally.
Yep.
Anyway.
Actual years.
Like mm-hmm. before they joined, I think. Before any of these people joined, I think.
No
I
kidding.
Think it was in the
oh.
bar in the village of Vallaki.
It very well may have been.
Anyway. So yeah, you are swept into this it's mm-hmm. like this festival square now, okay. basically. Like there's stuff around everywhere. There's these food stands, and mm-hmm. I wrote stuff down to reference, and I can't find it.
I want to know what's his name? Gorbis thinks of Helen. Is he trying to trip her?
He hasn't caught up to Helen. At least not
so
yet.
She's way ahead of him.
But if okay. you were watching Gorbis, it looks like his tripping was not just directed at Gwen. He seemed to be trying Ooh. To waylay a bunch of his
oh
fellow competitors.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
So you guys, I'm yes. really just a nice guy because I was trying to trip the guy who was going to trip everybody. So that's really, I knew all about it.
Will is not lawful good.
Mm-hmm, lawful good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm part of the police.
I'm we part trip, of the police.
We treat people. We treat people. We treat them anyway.
So yeah, there's vendors, there's food mm-hmm. peoples, there's and people are just milling about and having a great time. There's okay. more of these circular discs that yeah. are displaying images, and mm-hmm. they when you look up at them, they're displaying the leaders basically. They're like basically oh. like kind of like
cool.
You could say they're like TV screens yeah. with like cameras pointed at those at the front of the crowd. So there's one that's looking like it's following Bathwack, and
Ew,
one that's following
Helen. I break that mirror. No, I'm just kidding.
You're using your Mr. Brownman
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, you kind
there.
Of are.
Oh, yeah,
it's more like this. It's
what about
like
Mr. Greenman?
Hello. I was like this.
It's kind of like
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog. Okay. Yeah. So, is there anything in particular? Are you still keeping an eye out?
Sooty Gang.
City.
But also, sure. I'm scanning for the Sooty Gang, but I'm also wondering if there is a winner's table. Like, if I see where maybe somebody would be holding the prize, the key to the city. I'm assuming maybe it's with the Grand Arbiter, and I think she was at the top of the stairs, right. which is weird because it ends down here.
Two corrections. First
oh,
of
God.
All,
okay.
this is not the Grand Arbiter. The Grand Arbiter is in Carnivore.
Okay.
This is
the
just
Arbiter
the
of Bear Toggle.
Arbiter of Bear Toggle.
Okay.
Arbiter Bear Toggle.
Okay.
And yes, she did present at least a key mm-hmm. above her head when she declared that was the prize for the race. So mm-hmm. could have been a papier-mâché copy of the key.
Right.
But
I'm just wondering if she came down or if there's...
If
like,
she came
if
down,
the race
she was
ends
quick.
Down here. Okay. Because if the race ends down here, I'm just wondering, like, how the heck are they going to make the winner walk all the way to the top again? I mean, geez.
Go!
Or maybe
go get your key, you winner.
Maybe if I see, because they, I know they have the tubes on the dam.
Yep.
Maybe she's sending it down. Maybe do I see a tube that looks like it has special people at the bottom ready to receive the key for the winners or something? Do I see anything like that?
Give me another perception check.
Will just
you need
to
like increase your perception rolls.
I don't know how. I don't have the ability to, except for my luck stuff. 12.
12.
It's not a bad roll.
It's not a bad roll.
It's not.
It's
a 12.
Not a good roll.
Oh my god. It's a decent roll.
You don't see anything of necessarily You don't see anything necessarily important with the tubes going up and down the staircase. You don't see anybody coming down the staircase overall, though way up at the top, it's hard to tell. It's very far up there, and basically you're just looking at the bottom of the stairs from this perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You see Batwack pull off this seemingly miraculous acrobatic move as he leaps up to grab a railing above and pull himself up, and you'd be impressed if you didn't know he was cheating his fucking ass off.
Are people cheering for him? Are they like, whoa,
when they see that? Yeah, there's a like a
I'm like, I taught him everything he knows. Wow. Don't be that impressed.
There's
whatever.
Like a gasp that goes up through the crowd.
Whatever. Oh, fuck. Should have flown myself up there.
And then, but with the 12, you see one of the, there's a few of those circular discs that are displaying these images around the square.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them seems to be sort of shaking.
Oh, okay.
The whole disc is?
Uh-huh. And you take a closer look. And if you look above, sort of at the rooftop above where it is being suspended, there's these like ropes that are hanging it. You see the head of a figure up there. And from what you can tell, it looks like it is maybe one of the city gang.
Yeah.
You see this white head, seems like feathers, black circles around the eyes. It's kind of hard to make out, but with a 12, you think that might be who it is. And then the disc itself plummets to the ground.
Oh,
and shatters.
That's annoying.
And shatters. Wait. And shatters.
Well, good thing Gwen wasn't there.
And everybody,
yeah, really.
Everybody nearby shrieks and runs away because it's a pretty big
It's really
mirror.
Big?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah, for people to be able to see. It's not like a compact.
What about above other mirrors? Do I see other people doing anything?
You look around and you don't see any figures above any of the other ones.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that area is quickly vacated and people come in to try to clean up the
mess.
What is
the person doing? What is the Ibish doing?
You don't see the head anymore.
Wait, how did I see a head that is now gone?
It was up on, like, the roof.
Okay.
They went running afterwards,
And then, like, you look up again, and you're at you're on the ground level, and the roof is up there. Okay. So maybe they're laying down and taking a nap.
I wasn't picturing buildings that tall. I was picturing shorter buildings. So
like,
I was like,
shorter than you?
Well, it's a halfling town, so I was, like, picturing not tiny buildings, but definitely
the
not.
The building was a dwarf.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, you're looking around for more sooty gang.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually someone near you. There's like this little alcove, this doorway that's kind of shaded, and someone catches your eye. And it's another, you would assume, sooty gang member. It's an Ibish with these dark circles around their eyes. And they catch your eye, and you make eye contact with this person.
Okay.
And they jerk their head at you, like, towards themselves, like, at you, like, hey, come here, that kind of thing. Like, huh? Huh?
Oh, podcast. Yes! I'm going to be a part of a game, guys. I go over.
Okay. And they've got their...
Wait, but I look around, because if they're going to drop something on my head or some shit, like... Do I look like, am I walking into a
it's
trap?
It's an anvil.
Is this
says
some
Acme
kind of
on
obvious
it.
Trap? All right. Crappy perception roll again, I guess. Oh my god. perception roll is 10.
All right. You don't see any obvious traps. Okay. There's not a spike pit between you and this person.
Okay. I mean, I'll go over, but I'm not going to walk into a dark alley.
It's like just like a doorway, kind of like just kind of recessed.
Oh, a doorway into a building?
No, okay. No. They're just standing in the doorway. The door's closed. It's just like kind of like okay. In this like shady little alcove, okay. Basically. Yeah, you go over?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Oh, God. I'm a DM, guys.
Oh, no.
I just made you do that. You could have said no and walked away, but no, you didn't.
Yeah, but I want to see what this gang's all about.
And they just say, hey, and then you just keep going.
Yeah, hey. Oh, I thought this was...
Hi. All right, hi. Have a happy morning.
Oh,
goodbye.
Wow, that was awkward.
And he says, You want some steaks on this here race?
I don't really know anything about this race.
All right. Suit yourself. It's good money in it. Good odds.
Who are you betting on?
I'm not betting. You're betting.
No. Okay. But like, so what? Everyone knows everybody who's in the race?
No. Come on. You know who people are betting on.
Who?
Well, there's Helen. There's Gorbis. And there's everyone else.
Oh. Well, they are pretty awesome. I don't really think there is anybody else who can beat those two, huh?
That's why the odds are the way they are.
Yeah, well, what are the odds? What are the... I don't know the speak, guys. I don't gamble at all. I know nothing
Full
about
disclosure,
gambling.
I had to look this up, and I still don't know if I have it right.
I'll let you know if you have it right or not.
Okay.
Over under.
We got a high roller here. Well, we've got a 1-1 on Helen. We've got a 2-1 on Gorbis, and a 4-1 on anyone else.
Okay, so have you done anything to shake up the race? I'm speaking to him like I think, you know what I mean? Like I think he would. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm trying to be slick, but I'm not slick, you guys. I don't know anything about gambling. I'm going to be the most awkward role-playing ever right now.
Bank account.
Your bank account, yeah.
Well, I don't think that'd be fair now, would it?
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be fair at all. Just curious if you have.
No.
No?
Straight up odds. You think we fix this grand staircase foot race of Bear Toggle?
Oh, you can't?
What do you think? Who do you think you're talking to?
I mean, I think I know who I'm talking to. Like,
who am I? Who are you talking to? What's my name?
I don't know your stupid name. All right. I'm just saying.
My name's Pip. Pip, what's your name?
That's a great name. Pip. Did you pick that name yourself or did your parents give you that name? Yikes.
My parents did.
Is it because when you were born, you go, peep, peep?
Are you going to place
bird?
A bet or not?
Bets
are only open until about halfway up the staircase, so.
Okay, detect thoughts. I'm going to cast detect thoughts to see if he knows anything about something that might happen in the race. Detect thoughts. You hate this spell because I know you're like, oh, no, now I have to think of things that he's thinking. That's even more words. Oh, it's concentration, though. Shit.
Oh, yeah! You cast it anyway. Bethwax is just about to reach up to another railing.
I have to look through my spells to see what I have, what requires concentration, what doesn't.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So the second leg of the race has begun, which is from the bottom of the staircase starting up towards the top. So everybody knows what we're talking about. Anybody have anything specific they want to share about their journey up this staircase?
Well, I mean, Gwen's not doing anything she shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just running up. She's got like just the balance and being on the poles.
You get to one of the support struts, you flip upside down, wrap those thighs around, just shoot right up.
Yep.
No, like, what does Gwen, like, is Gwen, like, focused down and, like, take each step, like, bam, 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 bam? Are you, like, grabbing the rails and, like, pulling yourself up? Like, what does this look like with this glorious hair streaming behind you?
She's definitely not taking one stair at a time. Okay. You know, she's bigger. She has longer legs, so she's taking a few stairs at a time and just trucking it up there with her, with the muscles in her legs from her time at the Rolodex Arena.
Those scaled, thick thighs.
Scaled. What's happening?
Scaled, thick, scaled thighs.
I thought you weren't there.
I'm not, but I could see it.
There's purple crystals then, too, I guess, in there.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Gleaming, glinting in the early morning sun. Ugh. Glorious.
Oh my god. Eric, how many gins and tonics have you had?
In her claws are digging into the steps, and I guess since they're more amethyst now and they were a little bit stronger than or whatever, she probably has a little bit more of a grip as she's scaling the steps.
Oh my gosh, you're like climbing up them. Okay. Cool.
She's like an animal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A T-Rex with long arms and beautiful hair.
Yeah. Beautiful hair.
T-Rex with long arms and beautiful hair. That's amazing.
I want to know how people around her are reacting to Ruphina cartwheeling. Like,
well,
do they care?
How much care are you giving to the people around you as you're flinging your arms and legs up these stairs?
I'm not that tall, but everyone around me is... I mean, there are probably a lot of halflings right?
Yes.
So, well, I'm extremely, what's the word? Deft? What does it say on my
daft?
Sheet?
Daft punk?
Aw, rest in peace. Too soon, Denise.
I know!
Oh my goodness!
I'm naturally stealthy. So
no one sees you. With the plus the cloak of elvenkind.
That's right. So I'm not bumping into people rudely, mm-hmm. but I am sort of gleeful about it. I might just be saying "wee" the whole time, but I'm just curious if like there are people because you said there's a very like lighthearted, spirited atmosphere. So are there a lot of people who are annoyed or confused, or are they not even paying attention? Are they getting tired going up the stairs, so they're not paying attention, probably?
Right. You don't get any annoyance. You get a little bit of confusion. There's a couple people
Excellent.
Behind you that seem to be encouraged by your methods, and so seem to be trying to adopt your approach to scaling the stairs.
I love it.
With less effectiveness.
Yes. Well.
A couple people go tumbling back down and take out some of the competitors and things like that. So that's
it takes a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. I just wish I could actually hear the pattern of like ribbit ribbit and then like the flop flop ribbit ribbit flop flop as she just keeps.
Did you put your bunny slippers on your hands? Is that the flop flop?
That's what she should do.
Mm-hmm. That's the flop flop.
The bunny's like, ouch.
Oh yeah, the bunnies are alive. I forgot. You could give me an acrobatics check, Ruphina, to see exactly how effective your cartwheeling is.
Oh, I'll take it.
19 plus 3, 22. There, you have stumbled upon a certain cadence that seems to suit the staircase. Like this, I wanted to say this before in a different way, but. You know, we were talking about the mood of the crowd, right, as this race started. This staircase is new to you, Ruphina. This is not a part of the Bear Toggle you knew. But the crowd and the mood and the feeling of this morning is. Like, this feels like the Bear Toggle you know. So the town you left behind, the city, is not entirely gone. I wanted to say that before, and I forgot. But as you tumble your way up these stairs, it's as almost as if you've gone up these stairs cartwheeling a million times in your life. You know, each riser, each landing, each turn feels familiar to you. and you're able to sort of tumble your way up, you know, quicker than a lot of the people around you are able to just run normally. Maybe it's the energy you put behind it, or the mood, or it, you know, maybe it's just purely technique, but you're able to, you're not keeping quite up with the leaders of the pack, but you're in the top third of the group making their way up the grand staircase here, at least in this first leg of the race, and cartwheeling down. I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, but we'll see how that goes. So Bathwack, are you just still cheating your ass off? You're probably almost out of your 10 minutes at this point.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep track of how long I've been cheating so that I don't go and vault a rail right when the spell wears off.
Give me an Arcana check.
Oh, that's going to go real well. but sorry, there was one more thing I wanted to say, but then I forgot when you said Arcana check.
Whiteboard. Does that help?
Is it written on the whiteboard? Check.
Oh, no, I know what it was. It's just helped. That I want to, in the last, you know, moments of the spell, to try to get more of a lead, because I know I'm going to have to start running.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So cheat a little extra right at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's see how close you can judge the end of this spell.
Not very well. Here we go.
Oh no, Bathwack.
Spanakopita.
Oh no.
Really?
One minus one is zero.
A zero? No.
Oh, that's so bad, Bathwack.
Makes sense. I mean, he cast Eldritch Blast when he was trying to cast commands.
Bathwack.
I'm gonna fall.
Bathwack, I need you to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no.
At least saving throws are a little bit better.
All right,
that's plus seven.
Yep. Right? I guess so. You'd say that to me all the time, and I just take your word for it. I think it keeps increasing every time, but yes,
it's plus 100 right now, and right. It applies to Arcana check.
Yeah, if you had that luck stone in your pocket, you would have gotten a one on your Arcana check.
Oh, if I
as opposed to
if
a
I was
zero,
still maybe if I hadn't, yeah. Anyway,
all right. So 18 plus 7 is 25. So a 25 dexterity save. You think you can get one last vault up and railing grab with the amount of time you have left on your spell, and maybe even run, float a little bit up the next flight of stairs. That is unfortunately not true. You perch yourself on the edge and just start to just float up and, you know, give yourself a little buffer, you know, to scoot yourself out away from the railing so you can vault up nice and easy, and the spell runs out. And you fall down, and your feet catch the edge of the railing you just leaped off of. You flip upside down and plummet downwards and are able to reach out and brace and catch your fall on the railing down below. So you're hanging on sort of at the railing below where you leapt off.
All right.
And you're able to kind of haul yourself back up into the throng of racers, just as Rafina goes cartwheeling by.
All right.
How humiliating.
Says Rafina as she cartwheels by.
I'll heal you later!
Oh, I'm going to totally catch her. I'm just bolting. I'm going to sprint.
All right. Okay. So we've got a taste of how the second leg is going. Will... Yeah. Have you written C on all of your spells that use concentration,
yes,
so you know what spells you can cast on Pip?
Yes. Well, I want to look up at the stair. Is there any way for me to see whether how Bathwack is doing, or judge whether 10 minutes is up?
You look up at the staircase and the scrying mirrors and see Bathwack plummeting and catching himself on a railing. So you think the spell may have just run out as look up to Bathwack.
Okay.
Or he's just bad at flying.
All right. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say...
There are no trees nearby.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
We owls wah, like wah. Trees. I'm going to just kind of give him a sly look and be like, listen, who do you think you're kidding? And I'm gonna put my hand over my face, like move it across my face for just a second and use my disguised self to just reveal that I'm an Ibish or whatever, like to kind of look like an Ibish, but then like make the illusion go away.
Kind of an Ibish.
Just like him.
Okay.
A white one with, it's probably, I don't know. Just a white owl with the sooty, you know, with the dark circles around their eyes and be like, yeah, who do you think you're kidding?
What are you doing here? What's going on?
I have a secret thing that I'm working on.
What are you working on?
What are you working on? You're doing a terrible job at getting people to place bets. You know
what
I'm saying?
Punch me or kiss me.
What?
Are you here to punch me or kiss me?
I roll to see if that's something. Punch him or kiss him?
Uh-huh.
Am I crazy? Is that what he says? Uh-huh. Am I missing something, like, because my brain is dead?
Who? Will or KT?
Me, KT. Like, is this something that was referenced? Are you going to punch me or kiss me?
It's probably, like, code, I'm assuming.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. Because I really thought it was just something that I didn't know. Okay. I mean, I thought that it was
and
something that I
should. And he
takes
a step closer to you.
You idiot. Not here.
And he leans his head closer to you.
Oh, God.
His beak.
I punch him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a unarmed attack roll.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, guys. Yikes. Wait, how do I do the unarmed attack on here?
Should have kissed him.
I know. Why not? But I don't have a real beak, so I didn't want him to feel my beakless face. Where do I roll unarmed
what
attack?
What is unarmed?
Yeah. Where rolls, is it here? Roll stuff. Roll a d20 and I'll look it up. And by the time
Eldritch Blast, Ranged Dagger, Magic.
Just roll a d20 on roll 20 and I'll
look it up.
Okay, I don't
see it anywhere. Sorry. 10.
I mean, I think everybody's proficient with an unarmed strike. So roll. Did you roll a d20?
I did. It's a 10.
Okay. So 10 plus your proficiency plus your strength. So I think that means 13 total, if I remember your stats right. Yep.
Okay.
All right. A 13 to hit. All right. So that does damage equal to 1 plus your strength modifier, which is 0.
Yeah. Yeah. We're terrible at this.
Oh, Will.
Listen, I'm not a muscly, scary guy. I'm just a guy in a suit.
So,
just a guy in a suit.
So you reach out and you punch him and you just kind of like.
I just jab him right in the nose. Uh-huh. Like, it looks like he's leaning in. So he says, are you going to punch me or kiss me?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, punch right on the nose. That's where he punches him, right on the beak.
Okay.
Just a little one.
Okay.
And then I just stand still and stare at him.
And it smacks him, and suddenly his arms are around you.
Oh, God.
And he's reaching, his beak is coming towards your mouth. And he's tilted his head, and he's got his eyes closed.
Oh, what the fuck? All right.
And suddenly his beak is on your mouth.
What?
He's got his beak open.
Oh my God. I polymorph him into a anything
else. Quinn's missing this.
I think, like, the first thing I think of is, like, I gotta think of a slow animal that he would know. A worm. Earthworm. Turn into a worm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you cast polymorph?
Yeah, on him.
Okay. All right. Wisdom save, right?
Yes.
He has a 12. What's your spell save DC?
16.
Beep, worm.
All right, good.
A worm plops to the ground in front of you.
I pick it up.
Okay.
Ugh, I hate this. Why did I think of worm, Rafina? and then I'm like, Holt Wills, he's like holding it out with his little fingers like out like this. Like, he's super grossed out by it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put it into, I have a, God, I'm probably going to poison this guy or something. I have a bottle of glowing lichen. I'm going to put him in that because I don't have a, I don't have another like container on me or anything. I don't have my whole pack.
Okay.
So I mean, maybe I wouldn't even have the bottle of glowing lichen. I don't know. It's pretty special. I think I have it.
Okay. You have it.
Yeah. I put him in it.
Okay. Cool.
I look around to see if there are any other Ibish looking.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, goodness. Guys, I'm failing. I have no idea. This guy wanted to make out with me. I have no idea. Perception. Boop. Did it work? It's so works. Slow.
No.
Nice.
There are perfect Ibish everywhere.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You feel like they're all over and all looking at you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I run into a building. Where's a building? What's a nearby building?
There's lots of buildings.
I just go into a store.
By a doorway.
I thought it wasn't an actual door. I thought it was just
a doorway.
Is it a store?
No.
I don't go into someone's home. I'm going to go into a store. I'm going into a public place where I feel like I can be out of the view of roofs.
All right. So you run a little bit and you duck into the nearest store and you are surrounded by clothing. You're in a clothing store and there is someone near the back who sees you come in. The store is mostly empty at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Hey, welcome to Bill Suits." You want a suit? I got suits for you. I like your suit. You could use new suits.
That's a character.
You want
from
some
a
suits?
Sketch comedy show that I wrote like a million years ago.
His you want a new suit? You came to the right place. This is Bill Suit Suits.
Bill Suit Suits.
My name is Bill Suit. You know I know suits because my name is Suit.
You can't do the voice, but I love it.
I'm doing the voice. No one's heard the sketch. This is the voice. This is the voice you did for Bill Suit. It sounds just like this, and this is the voice. Hello, oh my name is Bill Suit. I'm the proprietor of Bill Suit Suits.
Oh, my God. I go back and look at suits. I just am going into the store. I'm just trying to get away from any windows or doorways.
The suits here are very non-Bertoglian.
Oh, my God. Really?
Uh-huh.
I forget all about the
They're
race.
Fly.
Just go shopping.
They're fly.
Yeah, like, are they ones that I'm familiar with or, like, exotic still?
You don't recognize any of the cuts
like
necessarily, but it's...
Nice.
It jives with your style.
Oh, my God. Will's like, oh, I guess I have to concentrate on this race and the Ibish, but I really want to shop. I'm going to pretend to shop and probably get a little distracted as I really get interested in
what
things.
What kind of a, what's your size?
Oh, God, anything.
What's your jacket
I have
size?
Been wearing garbage 30, for weeks.
32? 30. You're a 30.
I have no idea if that's too small or big because I don't know anything about suits.
You're a 30. I know.
No,
I'm Bill
Will,
Suit.
Will knows, but I don't.
I know. I'm Bill Suit.
Will knows his exact measurements. He says them distractedly as he's trying to look out the window. Like, he's trying to get far
to
away
millimeter.
From the window. Right, like, literally, I picture him, he's, like, hiding amongst the suits, and he's trying to look out the window. You know how, like, when a stranger comes to your door, and you're trying to look out the window without them seeing you through the window? He's doing that, like, weird, like, head movement, like, and he's looking at the suits, and he asks him his measurements, and he says every single fucking measurement you can take of her suit. It's like he says the neck for the shirt and the tie.
Sure.
He says every measurement, but distractedly has no idea. You know,
your inseam.
Yeah, it's like a reflex.
Say that.
Yeah, it's
that's
like a
the
reflex.
Best measurement. The inseam measurement is the best measurement.
And then also your instep. You tell him your instep.
Yes.
Isn't that something you can measure?
I don't know.
Or
is that your
thing?
Arch in your
it's
shoes?
Part of the shoe. Yeah, like
yeah. I bet you can.
Maybe it's just a description of your instep.
Yeah, he definitely says that too. He says everything.
Okay.
It's way too much. The guy's like, oh no,
well, I don't
get
know
out
what
of my
an
store.
Instep measurement is, but okay.
Wait, you don't know, you don't have shoes?
I know your inseam now. You told me three times.
Okay, wait, I have to actually focus on something, but still, talk to me about suits. It's comforting.
Here, you try this on, and he tries to take off your jacket.
What's in my pockets? Hey! I'm very distracted right now. Just don't touch me for a second. I touch my pockets. Does he steal anything from me? Will is very paranoid.
He's still trying to take off your jacket.
Hey! No, wait, just wait a second.
You want to try on this suit? You came in to build suits. You're here to try on a suit.
You're taking my clothes off in the middle of the store. No wonder no one is in here.
You know what? You want a suit. I can tell you what a suit.
Back off.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I want a suit, but I don't want you to strip me naked in the middle of your fucking store.
I ain't stripping nobody naked. I'm taking off your jacket so you can put on this jacket. Now try on Bill Suit's jacket.
Is this guy? Wait, are these just your clothes? These aren't new. They're just your clothes in the store.
Well, I made them.
Oh, okay.
They're mine until you buy them,
okay,
Buster.
Listen, are you trying to distract me? Who are you?
No, Bill Suit. I told you 40 times.
I know, for real. He's trying to take my stuff.
I told you how many times. How many times did I tell you
your
my name?
Bill Suit.
Yeah.
It's a
what store is
name.
This?
My goodness, Bill Suit Suits.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Okay, back off, buddy. Back off.
You want a suit or not?
I do, but you need to give me some room.
Listen, I know what I'm doing here. This is my store. You gotta do what I say.
Oh my God, I'm gonna knock this guy out.
you wanna punch me or kiss me? He does not say that.
Oh my God, you really want me to cast something else, huh? Because
I don't want you
something.
To do anything. I'm just telling you what Bill Suit is doing.
Oh my God.
Maybe you need to get out and watch the race. Let the other customers come in and buy a suit.
Oh yeah, there's so many customers in here. I can see you're swimming in customers. Will you leave me alone? No wonder nobody wants to come
this
in here.
This isn't a hideout for people who try to duck around and peer out the window. This is for people who want to buy a suit.
Listen, I want to look at my suit. I look like a man who likes suits, right?
Well, the color's a little off.
Oh, get away from me, you troglodyte. God damn it. You don't know anything. You're from Bear Toggle.
No, I'm not.
Where
I'm from Bufflin.
From? What?
Oh, man.
Wait a second. Oh. You're from Bufflin?
Yeah. I came here to sell suits to these people who don't know how to wear a suit.
Tell me something.
A suit that looks normal.
Have you ever heard of a town called Tivoli?
A what?
I fucking hate you. Tivoli.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that little backwater town up the river from Bufflin, where I grew up. They make bricks.
Listen, you fuck. Are you saying that to mess with me? Are you saying that to joke about how shitty Tivoli is? Or are you actually saying it's a backwater town?
Well, I mean, compared to Bufflin, it is. I mean, it's fine.
No. I need you to... He's going to grab to his lapels. Like,
what?
He's going to go... He suddenly is getting really physically close to this guy and he's grabbing his lapels.
Hey! Hands
Listen
off the suit!
To me
this
right
is a Bill Suit suit!
I will tear your Bill Suit
This is
suit.
Actually is my suit!
Okay, yeah, I know. Listen to me.
What?
Is Tivoli a large city? Or is it a backwater town?
Well, I mean, it's big, but I mean, it is... I mean, compared to Bufflin,
Do you
I mean...
Do know anything about it?
I don't know. Apparently they're sort of heathens up there with the sex clubs and the shanking people left and right.
So you don't know anything about, like, have you heard any names coming from this place?
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to that place up there. I haven't been up there in years.
All right. How much are your suits? And I look out the window again.
Well, it depends what kind of suit you like. Let's see what'll look good on you. Let's take off this jacket and put on one of Bill Suit's jackets. Bill Suit's suit jackets. And the second leg of the race is continuing. Bathwack saved himself from certain death as he clutched onto a rail with his insane dexterity saving throws, as he is wont to do. So yes, I need everybody to give me a constitution saving throw to see how your endurance is holding up as you're making your way up and up. And up. And up.
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Gwendolyn. Nice. That's not your name.
Wait, did Gwen get a 20 as well? Oh, yeah.
But a non-natural.
An artificial.
Oh, I'm misreading all of this. Yes. Rafina got a natural 20 and is close to Bathwack. Gwen is too far ahead to get the bonus from Bathwack, but still got a 20. And then Bathwack himself got a 15 plus 1,000, so 1,015, apparently. So yeah, you are all able to power through. You're not yet winded. You're striding your way up the stairs.
Helen is still decidedly in the lead and is paying no more attention to the rest of you as she is just pounding. She's going three steps at a time, just boom, 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 boom. Doesn't seem to be slowing a bit. Gorbis is slowly gaining on her, but he is kind of neck and neck with you, Gwen. Despite having tripped you up earlier, your raw strength and power seems to be serving a good match for his agility as you're making your way up the stairs. And as you're going, he's got the presence of mind to turn to you and seem to want to strike up a conversation. He says, "So, hey, you've been here long?"
Uh-oh.
She's dead. She fell off the stairs.
No. She's just frozen smiling.
It's such a happy, happy death.
She's so nervous.
I was very nervous. I was like, what? Is she still there? Like, what the heck?
So wow. Rutchie
learns
is
new every day.
Basically meaning kind of fidgety.
Yeah. Wow. Restless.
Rutchie. Wow. Rutchie.
Yeah.
It is
got
Amish.
Ants
I was
in your
right.
pants.
That's really interesting.
Yep.
I couldn't find Rutchie, but I did find Rutch.
I thought I was mishearing her. I was like, what is she saying? Like, Rutchie? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You just don't hang out with the Amish like I do.
Now you have to remember what you were saying to Denise before.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It was
That's okay. I remember.
That
your
happens
fault.
To yep. all of us, obviously.
Doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, it never happens to Eric. He's perfect.
All right. Gwen and what's his face? Gorbis. Are sort of keeping pace.
Our children are just yelling
it's
in the hallway.
It's bedtime.
Hey, be quiet. Yeah.
Go to bed!
I love you, but you can't be
I love
bed.
You! Go to bed!
Are you naked or something? I bet you are. Goodbye.
Oh,
dude,
wow.
Our children are naked like so often. They
naked
just wear
time!
They just want to wear underwear or just be naked. Mm-hmm. At least the older one has finally.
They're just like, I'm so cold. And they're wearing.
And they're wearing underwear.
That's it.
And that's it. I'm like, maybe put on one piece of clothing. Just one?
A pant.
One sock.
A pant.
A pant.
A pant.
Okay. So, yeah, Gorbis. Somewhat cheerfully says to you as he's sort of skipping up the stairs and you're charging up the stairs, you're kind of keeping pace with each other. He says, so, maybe this is what he said. It's something along these lines. So, are you new here to Bear Toggle? Haven't seen you around.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've just been here for like a day.
Oh, you need someone to show you the ropes?
Well, I mean, are you from here? Do you know the ropes to show me?
I know the ropes intimately.
Whoa.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, after the race here, I might have to take you up on that.
Okay. All right. After I beat you with this race? Sure. That sounds good. A night out on the town with the champion of the Grand Staircase Foot Race?
You must be meaning me, the champion, and having dinner with me, a night on the town and everything.
And he looks up towards Helen ahead of you both, and he's like, well, we need to beat her first.
Yeah, I mean, you've raced her before, right? Is she always this?
Oh, I've never raced her. She's new.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh.
Hmm.
She's from up north somewhere, I heard.
Oh.
She talks like this. She has an accent or something.
Well, yeah, I talked to her. She seems really delightful. I'm sure she's delightful in her own way.
Are you delightful?
Whoa.
Oh, you better believe it.
I believe it.
I was pretty big where I used to live. I was a little bit known. So.
Oh, yeah? Known for winning races or...
Well, known for something.
What were you known for?
Well, have you heard of Morrow's Inlet? Have you ever been to Morrow's Inlet?
I've not been there. I mean, the Arbiter was talking about how it blew up or something.
Oh yeah, well, there's all that.
Did you blow up Moro's Inlet?
I mean, I didn't blow up Moro's Inlet.
It sounds like you're kind of saying you blew up Moro's Inlet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll have to talk more at dinner.
And with this bit of discourse, Bathwack and Rafina, you're both able to sort of catch up to Gorbis and Gwen as they're paying a little bit more attention to them, each other than the steps that they're trying to scale.
Silence.
I'm trying to run past them.
Yeah, Bathwack knocks Gwen off the
stairs. No, guys, you have to have a conversation while you're running or cartwheeling as fast as you can.
Funny.
This is entertainment.
What Rafina sounds like as she cartwheels, because her head, you know.
Yeah.
Is down by the stairs and then up in the air and down.
This is like some sort of a weird physics problem that you have to solve. There's a lab focused solely about this, a 2-hour lab in your 102 physics course in freshman year of college.
Yes.
A Schrodinger's grandmother is cartwheeling up the stairs.
Still my favorite phrase ever. Mm-hmm.
You have to tell them what you shared with me, the TikTok about if you ever decide Rafina is a grandmother.
It was just there's a TikTok a candy company in the UK that like their whole premise of TikTok is to dump candy into like a bin, and there's often like gummies mixes and marshmallows
that
and
are
things.
Themed.
And yeah, they'll pick a theme, like this is an ocean theme, and they'll be like gummy sharks and like blue marshmallows and whatever. It's very satisfying to watch because it has a great sound to have all these like marshmallow stuff. But they did a grandmother's pocket.
Grandma's purse.
Yeah, grandma's purse mix. And it was those strawberry candies, you know, the wrapped strawberries.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Werther's Originals, Tootsie Rolls, and what was the other one?
Certs.
It wasn't certs, but that was that's a good one.
That would have been
one.
So good, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know that they do certs, but
it was some. Oh, it was the butterscotch candies. Yeah. So it was the butterscotch, the strawberries, the Tootsie Rolls, and the Werther's Originals, which it was so cute. I was like, Rafina needs to like have these in her pocket. If suddenly we discover
we
she
to
is
find
a grandma,
out that confirm that
they
she's
have to
a
fill
grandmother.
Her pockets.
I mean, Gwen could make all those, just saying.
Oh my gosh. And they'd be way better too. Although Werther's Originals, I don't know if you can do much better than Werther's Originals.
Yeah, those are freaking delicious.
So good. Why is that?
Of the ones in the mix, my favorite are the flavored. It wasn't Tootsie Rolls, it was the fruit Tootsie Rolls.
Well, it was the Tootsie Rolls, but it was,
the
it was the assorted
ones, not the chocolate
kinds.
Ones.
Yeah.
The ones that are different fruit
flavors.
Oh, it
has like vanilla and cherry. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are so good. Mm-hmm.
That's Eric's favorite. Grandma's mix. Okay, what were we talking about?
Racing.
Okay, racing.
Flirting.
Racing.
And flirting.
And
flirting.
Silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what it was. We interrupted awkward silence. I set up this perfect confluence of these great personalities, and then I realized, oh, wait, they're all just focused on their own fucking shit.
Running, though. I mean, geez, Louise.
Or not all of them are running. One of them is not.
Cartwheeling. Yeah. Okay.
Clearly. It still takes a lot of, maybe more effort and concentration.
Once she stops cartwheeling, we're all in big trouble.
So, yeah, as you all are working up a sweat, you know, as you're making your way up these stairs, you know, a sweat or a glow, Gwen, you're working up a glow, please. The rest of you are sweating profusely.
Not me, though.
And the one thing that is a sort of a natural result. Not a great word, but a natural result of the sweating is that Rafina, or should I say Annie Parr, your fondant nose is beginning to melt off of your face.
Oh. I have to roll for perception to notice.
Oh, you notice, because it's dripping into your mouth and it tastes wonderful.
Ew! nose.
Well, I stopped saying we.
40 minutes into the race.
Yep.
Okay. I better cartwheel faster. I can't let anyone see this.
Oh no.
I need to be a blur.
Yep.
I do need to be a blur. Exactly. Crapola. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Do you see Gwen?
Yeah.
I need you to go tell Gwen that I need some more rhinoplasty.
Now Gwen's behind us now, right?
Nope.
No.
She's in front. You fell, you idiot.
Oh, I know.
You zero. No, we zero arcana check. Yeah, yeah, I mean you're kind of keep. Yeah, you were catching up a little bit. Yeah. I did say that, didn't I? Because you were flirting mm-hmm. and talking. Yeah. You haven't passed them yet, but you're approaching them.
All right. I'll look at Rafina and see what she's talking about.
Plop.
Oh my gosh. So your nose is just like.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like Mrs. Doubtfire dripping into the tea.
Nice.
All right. Be right back, maybe. I'm going to try to run faster for a moment and catch up with Gwen.
Well, yeah. When Rafina tells you to do something, it's mm-hmm. no problem. You can run faster. So yeah.
Rafina, tell me to win the race.
I know, really.
She didn't tell you to do that. But you are able to slowly catch up with Gwen and Gerardo. What's his name? Gordis.
No.
Gibraltar.
Hey,
Corbin.
Hey, Gerardo.
Gibraltar.
Gwen, I need... So sorry, Gibraltar. I need... Annie Parr needs more fondant rhinoplasty.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
Why?
Well, I don't have my sparkly pouch anymore.
Oh. But you made some candy last night.
Yeah, I mean, I have some hard candies, I have some rings, I have sponge candy and toffee.
Sponges sound squishy.
Okay, yeah, here you go. I'm going to pull out two sponge candy.
Aren't they like dry?
And throw
dry?
It back to Backwack. It is.
Isn't that like a hard... Sponge sounds squishy. He has no idea. That's amazing. I love
it. You can mold. It can be molded or cut and shaped.
There we go.
All right.
Let's hope it works.
So, all right, you gave me something. This must work. I'm gonna go slow down.
Oh wow, you're slowing down. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like.
The $1 million Bathwack.
Yep.
The million gold piece Bathwack. So yeah, Rafina, Bathwack is running in place and you're cartwheeling up towards and past him.
Ah.
Okay, gimme. This is weird.
Ribbit.
I guess I'm going to just pretend that these are moles.
Ribbit.
It's something spongy, so maybe you can use it to fix your nose.
Ribbit.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that you were trying to help. Here, I'll take those and I stick them to try to reform the bulbousness of the nose. And they kind of look like a nose ring. They look, I don't know, like moles of various colors.
You just need, yeah, you need like, you know, like you put railroad ties and nets and things to keep the soil from like running down the hill.
Yeah, erosion control.
It's erosion control.
It's
exactly.
Erosion control.
Yeah, speaking of TikToks, I saw some guy who manages National Park Trails talking about how roots help to keep...
Talking about how sponge candy is the perfect railroad tie for face erosion.
For fondant face erosion.
Yeah, yeah.
Fondant rhinoplasty erosion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. I've heard that before.
Listeners, there's no other D&D podcast that gives you this content. It's true. It's true.
Sorry, Monty.
Oh my.
Okay.
All right.
Now we lose because everyone's trying to reform.
We all get tangled in my nose.
Yep.
So do you want a suit or not?
Oh, suit. Oh shit. Yes.
This is a good suit. I think it looks good on you.
I'm trying it on? What the? Did he say?
I think it would look good on you.
Oh, okay. All right. What color is it?
It's black, of course. You look good in a black suit. What are you doing wearing this red suit?
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
This is Bertoglian style.
You want a Bertoglian suit or you want a Bufflin suit?
I want a Bufflin suit.
That's right, you want a Bufflin suit. You came to Bill Suit Suits because you want a Bufflin suit.
How much money is your suits?
Well, how much money you got?
Are your suits? I can't talk right now. How much money are your suits?
How much money you got? How much money you think this suit is worth?
How much money does Will think it's worth?
You tell me.
I don't know how much a suit costs.
Me neither.
It's probably like a penny.
Listen, you tell me how much you think this suit is worth, and then we'll go from there.
I don't know. KT does not know.
Will Eric know. Doesn't know either.
Roll
this
for
is
going to
be very fun.
Yeah.
God. Noble's clothing in the player's handbook is 10 gold.
Okay, so that makes
actually,
sense.
I don't know. I'm pulling that out of my ass.
If it's actually Noble's clothing, I inspected
Thank
it.
Thank you, Denise, for expediting this conversation. I appreciate your ass pull.
I'm looking it up.
I'm trying to rid myself of the rules.
Oh my gosh. A Noble's outfit is 75 GP. Peasant's outfit is one silver piece. A royal outfit is 200 GP. A scholar's outfit is 5 GP. I don't know what this is from. This is official 3.5.
And I'd have a hard time robbing someone if I knew that's how much their clothes cost.
I know. My goodness. Should I look up 5e?
I guess I have to look now.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how to do this.
My player's handbook's in the other room, I'm sorry.
Yeah, guys, don't move. Just sit.
Fine clothes, 15 gold.
All right, 15 gold. All right, I prestidigitate a stain on the sleeve and I say, look, but wait a second. What's this all about?
You putting stains on my clothes?
Wait a second. I'm
you
putting
You try
stains
on
in a...
Bill Suit suit and you put a stain on it.
How
and
did
you
I
tell
put
me that it's worth less because you put a stain on
How
my suit.
How did I put a stain
there
on this
There was no
suit.
Stain on Bill Suit suits.
Excuse me. I can't help it if I walk into your store and it's full of stains. Stained clothing. What am I supposed to
you
do?
You can help it if you're putting stains on my suits.
What do I have that could put stains on a suit?
I don't know. What do you have?
What do I look like I'm eating a hot dog? What is this, a New York role play?
You kind of look like you have a hot dog in your mouth right now.
I look like I have a hot dog in my
mouth. You look like you have a hot dog in your mouth right now. Do you have a hot dog in your mouth right now?
No, thank you. That was very rude.
Get this stain off my suit.
Excuse me?
I said, get this stain off my suit.
How dare you imply that I would stain a suit like this?
That's right. It's a good suit, isn't it?
I'm a customer.
I'm I don't Bill just go Suit.
I don't just go in and stain suits. I'm not carrying any food. You think that this person from Tivoli... Yeah, that's right. I said Tivoli.
From the backwater town, Tivoli.
Backwater town. Good sir.
Listen,
you
one Bufflinite
be...
to another.
I am not a Bufflinite.
Where do you think Tivoli is?
It's in
what?
The
what?
Tivoli. The...
Yeah. Go on.
County.
Uh-huh. In?
Tivoli.
Uh-huh. In?
Tivoli.
In?
Tivoli.
Yep. We're running circles around
Bufflin
each other.
Bufflin sucks. See, you know, you're into Bear Toggle because Bufflin sucks. You don't even know.
Are you in Bear Toggle because Tivoli sucks?
No, I'm in Bear Toggle because I'm important and somebody pulled me from my duties in Tivoli.
I'm Bill Suit.
Yeah, why the fuck are you here, Bill Suit?
I'm here to sell suits.
Listen, my name is Will. I think we have the same name. That's really weird.
Oh, wow. We do have the same name.
Is your name William?
No, I mean, my name is Bill.
Oh, well, my name is not Bill. My name is William. So, all I need to...
I mean,
to...
Bill is short for Billiam.
Oh, your name is Billiam?
Well, my name is Bill, but yeah, it's short for Billiam.
Will tries not to laugh. Your name is Billiam?
Yeah. No, my name is Bill, but it's short for Billiam.
All right, how did you end up in Bear Toggle Billiam suits?
I came here to sell suits.
Well, why didn't you sell them in Bufflin?
Well, there's lots of people selling suits in Bufflin that look like these suits. There's nobody here in Bear Toggle that sells suits that look like these suits.
Does anyone buy your suits in Bear Toggle?
Oh, yeah, they buy my suits, and you know who's going to be the next person to buy my suit?
I don't know. I don't see any customers in here.
I can give you two guesses.
I'm not guessing
Wrong.
Myself.
And...
I'm not guessing
Wrong.
Myself.
It's you. You're going to buy a suit from Bill Suit.
Listen, you Bufflin fuck. I hate Bufflin.
Listen, you Bufflin gonna... fuck.
I am not from
You're
Bufflin.
You're from Bufflin. I'm You're from Tivoli. You're from Bufflin.
Oh, my God. You know what? Tivoli built Bufflin.
I'm from
wouldn't
Bufflin,
exist
Bufflin.
Bufflin wouldn't exist
You're
without
from
Tivoli.
Brick Bufflin.
All right. I'm going to pay you money for this fucking suit.
Yeah, you
this
are. You're
going to
pay me money for
here.
This suit that you put a stain on. This is the suit you're going to buy. You're going to give me 15
no,
gold.
I demand
and you're going to take this
that
suit.
It doesn't have a stain on it.
All right. Give me a gold. This one will fit you better anyway. 15 gold. This is the suit price. You're going to pay to Bill Suit, and you're going to have a suit from Bufflin, and you're going to wear it, and you're going to be happy.
Name
you're gonna...
one other customer you've had today.
No.
One.
No.
How about one you had yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever sold a suit to Ricardo Ulysses?
Oh, I would like to.
Yeah, but he hasn't bought anything, huh?
Oh, maybe he has.
How about any of the Ibish? Do you know anything about them?
The what?
I like you. I'm going to pay you full price for your suit, but
yes,
tell me
are.
Everything about the Sooty Gang.
The what?
The Sooty Gang.
Those fucks, they
Bufflin
don't buy suits.
Fuck.
Those, they're fucking crazy.
Okay, tell me about them.
They're crazy.
Okay, listen. I know
they
that we talk like
they fucking break shit,
this.
They fucking punch shit, they fucking kiss shit. They're stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What
Whoa.
Is that about? Kissing
I don't
punching.
Know what the fuck they're up with. Somebody came in here and asked me to kiss me. Kiss him. I didn't kiss him. I told him to get out. Get
Why
the
didn't
fuck
you kiss
out.
Him?
I don't want to kiss no fucking Ibish.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not my wife.
Are you married?
Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Billy. Is that a problem? You think that's funny?
I do, actually. Come on, Bill. You think that's pretty funny, don't you?
It's a little funny.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a little funny.
Bill and Billy.
Yeah, it's a little funny. We laugh about it at night in bed, in our marital bed. While we're kissing.
No, shut up.
That's who I kiss. I kiss Billy.
I don't want to.
Bill and Billy are kissing in our marital
that.
Bed.
I want
we
to.
We kiss
hear...
right upstairs. She's upstairs. You want to meet
Wait
Billy?
Wait a second. No, no, thank you. Are you offering your wife up?
No, no,
I'm
no.
I'm not
no.
interested.
What? No, I kiss Billy. You're not kissing Billy. That's my wife.
I want to know.
That's my wife you're talking about.
I want to know about. I want to know about the Ibish. I want to know everything.
It
you
sounds
know.
Like you want to know about my wife.
No.
My wife is not an Ibish.
I am not interested in your disgusting wife, you
What are you?
Fuck.
That is my wife you're talking about.
I know. And she's probably ugly as fuck, isn't she?
Well, fuck you. She's
Get
all right.
Give me a discount.
No.
I
you
know.
Said you would pay full price for
I
a suit.
I know that in Bufflin, you guys overcharge for everything.
Are we in Bufflin?
No, we're in Bear Toggle. It's
That's
worse.
Right.
It's worse. Give me a better discount.
15 gold.
13 gold.
15.
13 is all you
gold.
Deserve.
Look at the color on your shoulder.
It's black. There's no color.
It is red.
Oh, you mean the one that I'm wearing? Wait
yeah.
a second. I thought you put me in a suit.
Well, you tried it on and then I took it off you. I'm not going to let you walk out of the store with my suit on without gold in my hand. You're going to carry a Bill suit out of Bill suit suits. And you are going to put it on somewhere else.
I might come back and buy more suits, okay?
Okay, that works for me.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, I give him 15 gold.
All right, there we go. We got a deal.
Just you fucking calm down and let me look out the window, okay?
Okay, you can look out my window.
All right, then I go and look out the window, see if I see any either Ibish. All right, I'm
deduct
taking my,
15
I will,
gold.
I am doing that right now.
I just love, it's like, your wife is ugly. Can I have a discount?
Yeah.
That was like the most horrible thing to say. I can't do math. What's this minus 15?
What is a million minus 15? What is I stole I from a it. Whole town minus it's, 15?
I got
it's,
it.
I got stole it. From a whole town.
I got it. All right. Do I see anything out the window?
All right. You see, from this perspective, you're kind of like behind the square that the celebration is happening on. So you're okay. like sort of behind the scenes in a way, mm-hmm. like in a sense. And you see a couple of Ibish, since that's what you're looking out for, kick out the poles to a tent above one of the food service tents.
Oh my gosh, did you see that giant spider? Did you see that? Holy shit. Oh my god, it's huge.
Where is it?
It's fucking, did you not fucking, I'm not.
I saw something.
It's right there.
It's not that
it's
big.
It's huge. It just ran across the fucking
it's
tent.
It's a spider. It's get under the computer
dog.
Now.
Go run for your life. That is a huge spider.
Listen, that is my wife you're talking about.
That was a huge spider. It was like the size of a dime, and Eric thinks that's not big.
It wasn't that big.
Yes,
it's
was.
It's under the computer.
It was the size of a
it's
dime.
It's the size of a
it
dime.
Was the size of the smallest denomination of currency. Yeah.
The smallest. Think of the smallest coin you can imagine. That is how small it was.
It was scary. It ran at us. Like, how
it was moving.
Do you see a spider that's just running at you? I tried to get my drink and it just ran at me. I'm sorry. That was terrible. Okay. You said, oh God, I was writing and now where is it? It's just
it went
paperwork.
Under the computer.
Eric just keeps a spider nice as a pet in this house, apparently. Okay. All right. So I see a couple of Irish kick out the poles to a tent above the food service thing.
Is this in direction so you don't have to subtract 15 gold?
God.
Or misdirection.
Indirection. I like indirection.
Goodness,
I wasn't going
to
say
that. It would be amazing. I get to design it, huh?
What?
Can it be however I want to look?
Your
suit?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, you created not only Will Pompeian, 15. But also Bill Suit. So.
I did create Bill
I guess you probably right. get some creative control. All
right, cool.
You think about that for next time.
Yeah.
You see a pair of Ibish kick out sort of the back poles to this tent above yeah. someone selling some sort of kebab item. Mm. And the tent collapses down on the tent. The tent collapses on the tent. The tent like, collapses down on the people and sort of the range below. The Ibish go running, and there's this small fire that erupts as the fabric of the tent collapses down onto the cooking surface where the kebabs are being prepared.
All right. You guys, maybe if I was a hero, I'd run out and, like, do something about
it. Hey, maybe I'll buy another suit.
I'm just shopping for suits. Hey, what else you got back there?
You got, like, a dark blue? Kidding.
Oh my goodness. I'm keeping tabs on shit because like Will, I don't think feels prepared to like take on a whole gang, but is really kind of, I obviously, if somebody gets hurt, I might help. Maybe.
So that happens.
Okay. Yep.
So you're like trying to like hone in on like all the sooty gang activity. You're like, I am a racist. Tell me anywhere an Ibish is, and I am watching them, sure that they don't are
you
up
said
to
they
anything.
Have these sooty eyes or these black eyes or whatever. So like,
yeah, you do see some other Ibish of various appearances.
There are other Ibish.
Yeah,
okay.
They're rare and scattered among the crowd. The majority of the crowd is halfling.
Okay. Okay.
As you've noticed in the town overall. Mm-hmm. That's like the majority of the populace of this town. There are lots of other races, less they're less common, from elves to half orcs to whatever. Mm-hmm. And Ibis are scattered in among those. But from any interaction any of you have had with the Sooty Gang in particular, they are specifically one, these sort of white, snowy, owled mm-hmm. type of Ibis. And also they have these dark rings around their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do see some of these types sort of just generally scattered through the crowd as you're cowardly peering through the window of Bill Suit
Excuse
Suits.
Excuse me. Strategically.
Excuse me. Cowardly strategically okay. peering through the window of Bill Suit Suits.
And oh my god! Look at that fucking spider! It's on your vitamins! Erica, somebody! It's just fucking jumping around! Stop! It jumped off!
Yeah,
over
I
there.
Saw it. Went over there.
Eric, guys, it's a big spider. Can you please get it out of here?
I don't know where it went.
It's under your keyboard. Aren't you afraid?
No, it's a spider.
Eric, aren't you afraid?
It's so it's creepy. Over here. It jumped off. Jumped. It's just fucking around.
It's over there.
It's just messing around on the desk. It doesn't have any fear.
It's a little spider.
Eric, it's a big spider.
But what's
okay.
it gonna do to you?
Hurry up and just do the game. I don't want to sit here.
Okay, guys. All right, it's go time. Oh it's God. Spider time.
It's so scary.
Here we go. It's on Yoda's face. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Alex, that
ew.
Is evil. Alex just scared a picture of a Goliath
Diddy.
It's Yoda spider. God.
It's now just in
it's
the
over
dice
in there
thing
there
that
somewhere.
I made.
Whatever.
Oh my God, it's just chilling out.
What did he send?
Oh
did
my
he
God.
He sent that Goliath bird eater. Yeah, it's a Goliath bird eater.
It is not a Goliath bird eater, but it is a large spider. It's
the
not
size
a baby.
Of a dime.
Eric, just fucking finish whatever you were going to say. I don't want to touch
so yeah anymore. You see a bunch of these Ibis in the crowd, and specifically these ones that you feel like you maybe would identify as Sooty Gang members.
Okay. Oh, I see them in the crowd.
Uh-huh. Just scattered about.
Oh no.
And all of a sudden, sort of in like a split second, the snap moment, you see all of them direct their gaze up to the staircase. They're craning their necks upwards.
Oh no, I was right. They're gonna do something bad. Oh no.
So the second leg of the race continues. You all are running and or cartwheeling your way up the grand staircase. You're maybe about halfway up, maybe a little further. It is tough going. Like this, you maybe, all of you feel like you maybe bit off a little more than you could chew at this point. You've been able to keep up the pace, but you realize that not only do you have to get the whole way up to the top, then you also have to come all the way back down.
Yeah, but down is way easier, guys, so don't
worry. Oh, it's
worry.
So easy to run
and
down.
Isn't there like a pole?
Yeah, come on. Exactly. There should be.
Gwen's like, there should be a pole
rod.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, duh.
And so, yes, you're feeling it a little bit. You're keeping up still. You're still at the front of the pack. You are striding up the stairs. You are pounding up the stairs. You are vaulting up the stairs. Or you're peering cowardly out of a window. One of the four. And all of you hear two things
Uh-oh.
Almost simultaneously.
Uh-oh.
You hear another cannon blast like Uh-oh. You heard at the start of the race.
Oh, no.
Up at the top of the dam. And then you hear a scream.
Uh-oh.
That's not the right sound. Wait. No, no.
The truck backing
nope,
up.
Not that one. There it is.
Okay.
You hear a scream. And the scream persists longer than this. It's a longer scream. Here, let's make it persist. It's persisting. As Will, you were able to see in the specifically these scrying mirrors that are hung Uh-oh. Above. Okay. They had been viewing the leaders of the race, which was Helen and some of your friends. But the viewpoint of them has switched, and from the top of the dam, there is a figure that is plummeting down.
Oh no.
From atop of the dam, screaming as they go.
Oh my god.
It sounds like this.
Eric, what happens?
You can tell that it is the figure of, from their clothing.
Oh no.
It is Arbiter. Very distinctive as the Arbiter bear yeah. toggle hurtling head over heels down right in front of the staircase. And as you all are racing up, focusing on next step, next step, next step, you hear this screaming almost in the back of your head.
Wow.
And then suddenly you all catch in the corner of your eye this body sort of hurtling. Pew! There's this scream with the Doppler effect, oh, much geez. More regular than the Rafina cartwheeling Doppler effect, because it's normal. It's coming towards you there and then gone.
Oh my god.
Doppler effect yeah. style.
Wow.
And then there is a sickening thud.
Whoa, we don't even get to react.
You can react, but by the time you react, there is a sickening thud.
Oh my god.
From below or in front of you. And then you hear more screams from up above.
Oh no.
And we're going to find dear. Out what the source of those screams is.
Oh my is. God.
You next time
are the worst.
On Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my god.
Did she have the key on her?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, let's just go get the key, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what can we
I
should
just...
do.
I just want to say, running. I want to cheat so bad, but Gwen would just never.
Denise is a huge cheater, you guys.
No, no, but just like you know, like I to get creative, but like, yeah, Will. I mean, yeah, Will would do that, but Gwen just wouldn't.
Yeah,
but like, fuck.
Oh, but it's but so important. Also, you're saving the world, Gwen.
Are they still going to like have the race though?
I know.
Like,
I can't imagine.
They can't be like, okay, so we'll deal with that in a second.
It's time
keep
to,
running
it's time to
for
get
the next
key
7 hours
while everyone is distracted.
Gwen's on a hot date tonight, so what?
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I'm really afraid of the spider too. I keep trying to lean on this desk.
It's gone. It's over not there somewhere. Gone. It's in my drink. It's fine. I'll drink it.
Ew. We just had a recent like I think spider bite on Harvey's head when he was asleep. And it was like, I had to tell them like, listen, when you sleep, sometimes bugs are around. And then they were all like, oh my God, my whole world
Harvey's
has changed.
Now terrified of spiders.
Yes. They're terrified.
End of sleeping.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. Like I was like, sometimes things crawl on you when you're sleeping and it just is the reality of the situation and they hate me yep. now for
they
saying
were all
that.
Like, can we wall in our beds with whiteboards, please?
Yeah.
I remember I got a bug bite on my head. It wasn't a spider bite. It was just a bug bite, but it got like strep in it. So I had a strep infection on my head.
Oh my God. No. How did you know? Did it like, that's what I was worried about an infection happening with this bug bite. Cause it was very inflamed.
It was open and disgusting.
Oh my God. Mm. Was it like pus and stuff? Like,
oh yeah. Like yeah. they, cause they did a culture.
Pus
they're like,
and stuff.
I used to go to
you
that store.
Infection.
Oh my
is
God.
Is that in Bear Toggle?
Pus and stuff. Oh man. I don't want to buy a suit from there.
Oh, pus and stuff.
Listen, we got pus and we got stuff. What are you going to buy? You got two options.
Oh, oh my God, that's a horrific.
I'm so bad at that accent.
It was very funny.
It's real bad.
Trying to do Bill suit. Like, literally, that was,
that was
character.
KT's character.
I wrote a sketch.
They wrote the whole
for
sketch and
group.
Played Bill suit.
And Bill suit. I actually don't think we ever performed
did we never include it?
It because well we decided that it would be better as a video and then we didn't really have video capabilities. Oh. But yeah, that was my I cannot believe that you brought Bill suit into our Dungeons and Dragons well, game. But there we go.
You said you wanted to buy a suit for Shimi. You didn't. You bought a suit for yourself.
I do want to buy a Shimi suit.
Fuck.
But Shimi needs to be, I don't know Shimi's measurements. How am I supposed to buy him a suit when
Sid, you know Shimi's measurements?
How didn't I, you feel him all up to know his measurements?
I know. Like
just
what
a Zin
the hell? Ah, stop it.
Zinsel.
Oh my god, I definitely know Zinsel.
He's in step.
I really
in step. Thank you.
Yeah, how is Shimi doing? Is he the one that fell to the
You don't fucking know. You're hiding in a store.
He's the arbiter.
Did I mess up by hiding in the store? No. I tried
you
to just
interact with Bill's suit.
How can you mess it up? It's Dungeons and Dragons.
That's
we can
right.
Do
Abby, you've got it. Four Yay. Years in, you've got it.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry that I'm yawning so much. I'm so tired.
I know.
You and Abby both.
I have not gotten a fading. Lot of sleep this week. This
what is a yawn?
And Alex hasn't made a sound in 40 minutes.
He's been Poor asleep Alex. The whole time.
He's just been dreaming about his whiteboard.
Yep.
I could be drawing on that right now. Just imagining that slight squeak of the marker.
The nice sniff of that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the brand of marker?
Dry erase?
I wanted to say X-Acto, but that's a knife.
Maybe they have X-Acto
it's like
markers.
X something.
Yeah, there is an X one.
The ones, the ones that are scented like bananas and grapes.
Mr. Sketch!
Yeah. That's not dry erase. That's just regular markers.
Mr. Sketch is the best. I love Mr. Sketch.
The light blue was the best one. It was like mango or some weird shit.
Expo.
I'm thinking of Expo.
Expo markers is what I'm thinking of. That's what he's thinking of. That squeak and that
Expo.
Smell.
You're right.
Expo.
Expo.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it is.
Thanks, Google. I did it.
I want Mr. Sketch markers, though. I've bought those for my kids, and my spoiled-ass kids have no idea how awesome those markers are. I remember when I was little,
do you remember
little,
when
I never
we were kids, there was such little stimulus that we could gain
It's true.
Pleasure
I played
from.
In the mud a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mud and Mr. Sketch markers. That was it. Except for the black ones. Those were toxic.
Oh, yeah. Licorice.
Mud totally. And Mr. Sketch, except for black.
Yeah. Except for black.
I liked the mint kind. That was my favorite. I'm sorry.
No, the fruity ones.
The
dark blue.
One. No,
blueberry.
What was light blue?
Light blue was like...
A raspberry.
No, it wasn't...
Like a blue
it,
raspberry,
it was a,
no?
Dark blue was blueberry, and that was my jam.
Here we go. I have the picture up.
That's
There's
not
raspberry
legit.
Cosmic pink lemonade.
Yeah, that's
Wait
not
a
new.
Second. Cosmic pink
yeah,
lemonade.
Yeah, those are new.
Watermelon. That was my other favorite. The watermelon.
Yeah, that
oh,
was pretty good.
I loved watermelon.
Was that dark green?
No, it's pink.
Oh, okay.
Cherry.
Dark
nacho
green was
cheese.
Apple.
I
yeah,
want
yeah, those
these.
Are those are way too new.
Nacho cheese.
Is mango. I was
Look
right.
At early
mango.
2000s
mango.
Mr. Sketch.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you know what? There's no mango here. It just says
Yeah, there's too many
punch.
Colors there. There were only like 10. This you is, have too many colors there.
I am this looking at amazing. Mr. Sketch vintage 1998 scented
go. That's
markers.
Oh my
gosh.
What we're talking
That's how
about.
I should have looked
Hilarious.
It up.
Hilarious.
I should have done that, but I didn't.
See, black is licorice,
yeah,
red is
gross.
Cherry, blue
yep.
is
Good.
Blueberry,
uh-huh.
green is mint, turquoise is mango,
okay.
dark green is apple, pink is melon, orange is orange, yellow is lemon, purple is grape, brown is cinnamon, which was my second favorite,
cinnamon,
and magenta is raspberry.
Cinnamon, I remember the cinnamon.
I love Mr. Sketch. Oh,
oh.
my goodness.
Vintage 1998 scented.
Oh my gosh.
That's what we're talking about, you
oh
guys.
Oh my gosh, the orange
now
was
we're
pretty
talking.
Good too.
Orange was orange.
Guys, do you remember
I like
Abby
orange.
And
yeah.
Alex? Do you guys remember Mr. Sketch?
Yes, I did not
That's,
like
that.
The
1998
licorice.
Vintage Mr. Sketch is like the that is the common focal point for all of us in
oh
terms
my
of
goodness.
Our Are
like,
formative
but they
experiences.
Still have them, don't
yes, they,
yeah,
they
but they have like way
do.
Too many colors.
I,
like
yes,
that we none of us
do.
Can comprehend.
I'm telling
That's
you,
like
I'm gonna order some because look at these colors. There's so many different
there's
ones.
There's too many.
Blue slushy. You
yeah,
guys?
That's
yeah.
Listen, a kid that can experience a blue slushies marker is spoiled.
Oh, you guys on eBay, you can buy just the blue marker. For $4.98, it says it's used.
It's used? Someone shoved that shit all the way
That's
fuck
hilarious.
Up their nose and then sold
this.
It.
Look at this new flavor, you guys. Rotten Melon Alien Ooze.
Wait, what?
Rotten Melon Alien Ooze. That's one of it. It's right next to mint and
three
apple.
Three of those four words are terrible.
And I know.
You don't want...
Wait, look at this one. Smoky 70... cinnamon rocket fuel.
What are the words?
Smoky cinnamon rocket fuel.
Okay,
and 50% still
of those are good.
There's still cinnamon.
Okay, that's 100% good.
Guys, do I have to order this just to smell
no.
it? One of them is nacho cheese.
100% good. I would give you the ratings of how many of the words are good.
Pineapple shooting star.
33% good.
It's the word shooting. Is that the word you like?
It's up to you to decide. This is D&D, Abby. You can decide whatever word is the best.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.